Man, that pileup on the four lane earlier today was a mess. Did you hear about it?
Hear about it? I was stuck in the traffic jam for what seemed like hours. They were still clearing away some of the vehicles when I got back from Toledo, and I got to see the aftermath closer than I would have liked. There were a lot of cars involved, and a few trucks, too.
So I heard. The sad part is, chances are the whole thing was caused by a four-wheeler, but the truckers will take the blame. It never fails. Trucker collides with car on interstate, traffic backed up 10 miles. Even if the car actually collided with the truck, the media always makes it sound like the truck driver was at fault.
No argument there. The press does seem a little prejudiced against truckers. But in this case, there may be good reason to point the finger. Passing the scene, it was clear to me that the trucks had been following closer than they should have, and the police agreed. They were writing out tickets as I drove past.
Man, now you're talking like a reporter. So some of the truckers got tickets. I'll bet some of the four-wheelers did, too. In fact, chances are they were just as much to blame as the truckers, or more. You know that truck drivers have a much better safety record than the general public.
That's a good point about the other drivers being at fault, too. In fact, it looked like that's exactly what caused the accident today. Everybody was bunched up tighter than they should have been. Have you noticed how often that seems to happen whenever you get within a few blocks of a city? Everybody crowds each other, tailgating, jockeying for position, jumping lanes, and squeezing into spaces that are already too tight.
I see it all the time. But you said it yourself. Everybody drives that way. So why point the finger at professional truck drivers?
You just answered your own question. Because we're professionals. We're not supposed to drive like everybody else. You wouldn't want a doctor who's no better at diagnosing and treating illness than the average person on the street. Professionals are held to higher standards, and they ought to be. Those truckers who were following too closely today should have been doing the right thing no matter how many other drivers weren't.
But like you said, sometimes the traffic just stacks up. Nobody can control that.
I disagree. Safe drivers are always in control of their situation and their surroundings. Why do you think so many drivers who get an award for 1 million safe miles wind up getting 2 and 3 million mile awards, while the average driver doesn't get past 500,000 before having a chargeable accident? Whenever safe drivers get into an unsafe situation, they don't accept it, they manage it and improve it.